Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined as ever by Andy Holding, to look ahead to Sunday's card at Leopardstown. Pretty nice card as well. Some decent action to get our teeth stuck into before Cheltenham. Hopefully we can bag you a winner or two. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
How are you?
Yes, fine. I think my voice is holding up slightly better than yours by the sound of it.
Yeah, mine, I woke up this morning and it wasn't there. It's creeping back slowly, but if there's the odd break in my voice throughout this, then don't be too alarmed. Hopefully it'll be right as rain for the festival, put it that way.
Yeah, it needs to be.
Yeah, I know.
Plenty of remedies out there in the market, though, for things like that.
Yes, very true. I may go and purchase one in the next hour or so to help me get through the rest of the day. No, we've got a decent card today, haven't we, at Leopardstown?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, not littered with class acts, but interesting races all the same, and I think what happens after racing is also as intriguing as what actually goes on during the afternoon. Of course, it's the famous work your horses after racing event, which probably attracts a bigger crowd than the actual stuff in the afternoon. Quite incredible.
Yeah, obviously you probably get more pointers after racing today.
I think for the
festival, at least.
I don't put it this way, I don't think there's that many people that will be leaving the track after the last race.
Mm. Okay.
Very. It wouldn't be anyway if I was going.
No, no, that will be interesting, definitely. As I said, one thing I didn't mention there, we've had quite a bit of money for one, I'm not going to say actually, we'll get on to it. But there's one in one of the later races. Certainly been. I was going to say nibbled at. It's been more than nibbled at. Very, very well back this morning. So.
See why.
We'll move on to that in just a few moments, but we'll start with the 220 maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh have the favourite here in the form of Shamsakan, who brings some solid form to the table but doesn't look a stable star.
No, he doesn't, no. Apparently he's had one or two problems. Reading Willie Mullins' article in yesterday's Racing Post, he made his debut at the Listel Festival. He was second behind Manella Farou, who's been running consistently well in graded races this season, albeit he's not quite top class, but that was a perfectly reasonable start. I'm not sure what those problems actually amount to, but rest assured he'll be pretty much back to something like his best, and if he is, then he's going to be quite difficult to beat in what looks a fairly mundane maiden hurdle for the track. One or two horses have got bits and pieces of worthwhile form. Perhaps if the favourite doesn't turn up in A1 shape, to perhaps give him a bit to think about, including Emperor of Exmoor, who would probably be my idea as the obvious each-way alternative. Thought it was a decent run here. Two starts back when he was fourth behind Double Irish. The second and third have subsequently won Champagne James and Quick Pick Vic, so that form doesn't look too bad. And also that run last time, when he stepped up in distance to today's trip, over 2.5 miles behind Mr. Nibbles, and also Champagne James as well. That horse, he's seen the backside of him twice, has gone on to record a victory on his next start. So I think Desi Hughes' charge is probably just a percentage pick here each way. Others to mention, obviously, Lily of the Moor, Harry O'Malley and Tabulu, and those are all going to be vying for places on the podium. But I'll go with the Desi Hughes runner. I like his two runs at the track. I think that could be important. Certainly good enough to finish in the frame anyway.
Okay, then. Next up is the 250 hurdle race over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. One of my favourite horses runs here, Andy, in Thousand Stars. Again, Mullins and Walsh with a favourite, but the horse hasn't lost his way as such, but certainly isn't showing the spark that he used to. Would you be willing to take such a short price about him here?
Well, you've got to feel sorry for him, really. He's been a really good servant to the stable over the years. He's 10 now. Seems to have been going around forever. Cheltenham Festival winner, of course, back in 2010. But he's still fairly useful. He's got a rating of 161. I don't think he's probably anywhere near as good as that nowadays. Certainly on the evidence of his last few runs. But as I said, he was used as a pacemaker last time out. So we're going to see the proper 1,000 stars hopefully turn up today. Ruby Walsh, who gets on famously with this horse, knows him inside out. The conditions of the race suit him really well, don't they? And his probably main danger looks to be his stable mate, Midnight Game. I don't really like Sailor's Worn. Busty Brown is having has had a long layoff, and it's his first run for a year. Nearly 2 years for that fact. Also, Joxer hasn't had a run, and Burn and Turn would probably want slightly better ground. So you're only really left with Midnight Game as an alternative. And the key to Midnight Game is definitely going to be the ground. Now, I know it's yielding soft in places, but apparently in the home straight, it's good. And whenever the word good is in the official going description, that's when Midnight Game tends to run his best races. And if there is going to be a shock, it'll probably come from him. He hasn't run too badly all season long, but he's been in deep, in grade one, grade two coming in. I don't think he's that class. So it looks a bit of a Mullins benefit here. Perhaps you could perm up the two of them, 1,000 stars and Midnight Game in some forecasts. Or alternatively, back perhaps Midnight Game each way, even though there is only six runners and there's two places on offer. I think Midnight Game will win all, if not finish second anyway, so you get your money back.
Mm. Midnight Game, 9-2 at the time of recording, so certainly a viable each-way proposition there.
Absolutely.
In a race where, well...
you can't fancy many.
No, there isn't much that you could really put on your side, to be honest. So, okay, next up is the 3:20 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And the aforementioned Money Horse runs in this race. Art of Payroll for Desi Hughes and Paul Carberry. 13-8 at the time of recording was certainly a lot bigger than that this morning and last night. And it's easy to see why the money's down, Andy.
Yeah, the fact that Desi Hughes has run this horse in a grade three on only his third start in his life in a race which, to be fair, he didn't perform too badly in. And then in a grade one on his penultimate start when he was a creditable fifth behind the likes of the Tullo Tank and Moore Park et al. Over this course and distance. He was in a handicap on his last start. That was on Hennessy Gold Cup Day. And he was in the process of creeping into the race in mid-div when a horse fell right in front of him at the second last, and he basically just ran into him, got very badly hampered, stopped him in his tracks, and he did really well with bearing that in mind to finish fourth. He was closing him down at the line. I'm not sure he would have won. I'm saying he would have beaten Never Enough Time, who is obviously on the upgrade, but I think he probably would have finished in front of Star of Aragon, of course, as another horse with a bit of a squeak in this race. So you could see why there is money. Now, following unlucky losers over the cliff is a one-way ticket to the poorhouse, usually. But on this occasion, I'd probably give him the benefit of the doubt and go with him. Because a lot of these, I think, haven't got too many secrets from the handicapper. So I think on this occasion, we should stick with the weight of support behind Art of Payroll.
Okay, Art of Payroll then in the 3:20. Race number four is the 3:50, Novices Chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Some nice enough types got to post here, Andy, but I think it's fair to say a few of them are sort of nearly horses, if you like, that they've never sort of, or they get to a stage, but they can't quite go past that. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I'd say that's a perfectly reasonable assessment. I think they're both nice horses, but as you say, they're just probably slightly below top class, Masco Man and, of course, Maloney we're talking about. I think it is between the two. I do like Maloney. I napped him last time out, although he got beat by a horse who I think could be quite dangerous in whatever race they run him at the Cheltenham Festival, because he's got a lot of talent, and that's a bright new dawn. I don't think there's any disgrace in getting beat by the Desi Hughes runner, who probably handled the conditions better on the day and just outstayed Maloney, who is probably a little bit more of a speed-based animal. He was in the process of running really well two starts back, Timothy Dawes, 8-year-old, when he tipped up going well at the second last in that Irish Arkle won by Trifolium. Where he would have finished is anyone's guess, but let's say he would have finished third or fourth. That doesn't look too bad going into this race, back at the same track, on better ground. Felix Jung and Motzeltoff would be two very high-class horses in their own right. So I'd probably give him the benefit of the doubt and go with him again today, despite he's up against Moscow Manon, who was equally impressive on the figures when he won at Nice, beating the very strongly fancied Abbey Lane by 15 lengths, no less. He travelled supremely well in the hands of David Russell that day, and his jumping was something to behold. He's always been a good horse, this. And it's a difficult one for me, this, because I like them both. I'm probably just going to go Miller Milani because he's had a couple of runs at the track. But that would be the only difference or the only reason I'd go with him. I can't see any of the four counting. So I'll just stick with Maloney, probably stupidly out of loyalty more than anything else.
OK, Maloney there in the 3.50. 4.20 is race number five, and it is the Carrick Mines Handicap Chase. Grade B contest over 2 miles and five furlongs. Fascinating race this, Andy. At the time of recording, we are 9-2 the field, but you've got the likes of Colbert Station in there, who may or may not be going for the National again. Double Seven, who racked up a great sequence, but then hasn't been seen for a while. And then some really, really consistent horses, the likes of He'll Be Remembered, Daring Article, always there or thereabouts, because I couldn't see is an old favourite, but I don't think that one actually goes. No, it doesn't. Sorry. Apologies. That's a non-runner there because I couldn't see. So it's pretty open, Andy. Certainly some each-way value to be had, but where does your allegiance lie here?
Well, I like to stick to course and distance form in these races. Horses that have performed well in these strongly run handicaps at the track often come back again and repeat the dough. So if you're looking for a no-nonsense bet here, it probably has to be He'll Be Remembered. It was a 6-1 chance for William Hill this morning. Fairly realistic enough price considering he's won twice at the track in three runs, including last time when he shipped up here for that 21 strong handicap. I thought he won with a bit in hand that day. He was always holding Daring Article in second place, and they pulled nicely clear of plenty of fancied horses, including Colbert Station, who was down the field in 11th. He just loves it round here, Pat Fye's charge, and I can't see him not running well again. He always runs to a very good level. He goes on all kinds of ground. He's just a really good hard-knocking handicapper. So He'll Be Remembered would be my choice, ahead of Daring Article, who chased him home. Certainly think you've got to factor him into the equation if you fancy He'll Be Remembered. Home Farm, he's also had a couple of runs at the track recently, including fifth in the Paddy Power won by Rockney Boyer. He never really got into the race that day, but he's always a horse I've had quite a bit of time for. And don't forget, he was a good third in the Irish National last year, and I've got a feeling that's what Arthur Moore's got up his sleeve this year. I'm not sure whether he'll make the English National, but he might go back to Fairy House over the Easter period and try and go two places better than he did last year. One at a big price, You're Busy. I know he looks as though he's out of form, but that's largely due to the fact the ground's been too soft for him. He's run over hurdles, over fences on his last two or three starts. But given good ground and a bit of spring in the air, he's no back number, You're Busy. He's run many good races when the ground's been quick. And Paul Carberry takes the ride today. So if you're looking for one at an absolute gigantic price, I'm certainly think he's not one to disregard too hastily. But as I said, I'll stick with He'll Be Remembered. I think he's more than likely to win his race.
OK then, He'll Be Remembered there. The next race that we'll look at is the penultimate race on the card, the 4.50 handicap chase over 2 miles and five furlongs. Interesting to see quite a bit of money down this morning for Forever Gold. That may or may not be because Davy Russell is on board. But I think your opinion of this race, Andy, has to be based around the fact that Do you find Easy Vic frustrating or unlucky?
I think he's frustrating. To be honest, he's a horse I don't think I've tipped many times, and I think I've been justified because, you know, one win in 30, I know it's no wins in 30s technically, he did get disqualified the one day, rather unjustifiably in my view. But, you know, you have gone skint back in this horse in plenty of his runs. You know, you look at him, he's pretty much favourite every time, and subsequently he is again today. So you've got to have deep pockets if you're following this 10-year-old. And to be fair, Tony Martin's horse is up to now anyway. I mean, it's only a week away before Christmas. Maybe he's bringing them to a crescendo in another week's time. But he hasn't had a winner for quite a while. So the combination of all those factors just slightly dissuade me from Easy Vic. And I'm going to stick with, again, course and distance form. And it goes with the winner last year, Down Under. I'm going to make this horse my nap of the day. I think he's a fair each-way price. You can get sort of 11-2, 5-1 this morning. He's got McCoy on as well. And he won this race last year, as I said, quite convincingly, actually, in my view. So I do like the fact that this horse, you know, is going back to the same track in similar kind of form. And I didn't think there was much wrong with his run last time, either behind Wrong Turn, who's on the upgrade. He made a couple of little niggly errors on the way round, but he did keep on much you know, nicely for pressure. I think the better ground will suit him as well. He's by Milan, and when he won here last year, it was yielding, and the ground has dried out to similar to this afternoon. So, you know, we've got to expect a massive run for him here today. There's four places on offer. That's why I'm napping this horse today, and I'm going to nap him each way because he's very difficult to not see him getting involved in the finish.
Okay, down under the nap selection there in the 4.50. The final race that we'll look at is the 5.20, a flat race over 2 miles. Aminabad is in as a very, very short price favourite for Willie Mullins and his son Patrick, and would look pretty bomb-proof, to be honest with you here, Andy, wouldn't he?
He would. Yeah, it's hard to oppose, isn't it? Willie Mullins has got so much firepower in all divisions, but particularly the bumper division. He's got three incredibly good horses, by the way, for the Cheltenham Festival. I'll be amazed if he doesn't come away with that prize again. Black Hercules, Shane's Hill, and the wildly impressive Kalulta Vic, who booked his ticket in incredible fashion when he won at Navan the other day. And I think Ruby Walsh will probably ride that, judging by the grapevine vibes. And Patrick rides Aminabad here, who scored over the course and distance, which is obviously a major help. He also knows how to get down and dirty in a finish, which is also another tick in the box. And thirdly, the horse that he beat, called What Lies Ahead, vindicated the form with a win next time out. So every which way you look, this Aminabad holds all the aces. I like the fact as well that Gigginstown stood up a race and bought this horse. He actually raced in Willie Mullins' colours last time out, if I remember, and he's obviously subsequently sold. So the Gigginstown stood know a good horse when they see one, and I think they made the right choice here, and he should follow up.
OK, then, Aminabad the pick there in the 5.20. If you could just spin us through your picks in the seven races on Sunday at Leopardstown, please, Andy.
I will do, yes. I'll go with Emperor of Exmoor each way in the first race against the favourite Shamshi Khan. Second race looks to be within the grasp of Willie Mullins with 1,000 Stars and Midnight Game, who makes some appeal from an each-way stance around about the 5-1 mark. One of the strongest backed horses on the card should justify the money. Art of Payroll in that 3.20 was unlucky here the last day. 3.50, an intriguing matchup between two talented horses, Maloney and Moscow Manon. But I'll go with Maloney, who was in the process of running a huge race when falling the second last in the Irish Arkle. He'll be remembered, looks a bomb-proof each-way recommendation in the 4.20. The nap of the day is Down Under each-way. If you can get 5-1, 11-2 this morning with four places on offer with McCoy on board, last year's winner, of course. And Willie Mullins should round off what should be a good day for him in the last with Aminabad.
OK, great stuff, Andy. Thank you very much, as ever, for your time. And we'll catch up with you later this week.
Will do. Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.